This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, this headline is nothing to be proud of. They say stress levels increased for Americans in 2015, according to a poll. And they say stress came from several different sources, work, health issues, discrimination. But we Americans are dealing with a lot of stress. And I'm, you know, not really excited. I apologize. I'm having some audio come in. I'm not really excited when these articles come out and other countries could read that. And you see the picture on one of these articles where, you know, we have our head down on our desk looking like, you know, we can't cope and we can't move on. I mean, I'd really like to see more articles out there showing, you know, we Americans are handling this. Okay, I mean, where's the articles going? Look, you know, we have had a disastrous administration for the last 8 years, and look at how good we're doing. All right, look at how we are overcoming. Yeah, we're struggling, but we are making it, and we're not crying about it, and we're not, no, just nope, not happening, not happening at all. All right, so now, here in America, we can kind of talk amongst ourselves, going, okay, what's going on? You okay? You know, how can we help? What can we do? But, the secret's out. We Americans are really, really stressed. According to a survey that was carried out by the American Psychological Association, the average stress levels for American adults increased from 4.9 to 5.1 in 2015 on a 10-point scale, with 0 being little to no stress, with 10 being a great deal of stress. I gotta admit, 5.1 isn't bad. You know, for all the crap we've been dealing with over all these years, I think, lack of decent health insurance and bad economy and working harder than we ever have and going through our nest egg, I think we're actually doing pretty good considering, if that's the number. They go, a 0.2 jump might not seem like much, but researchers noted that the number of Americans who reported dealing with extreme stress increased more dramatically from 18% to 24%. So, is it money? Is it work? Those are the top two reasons. 67% of people said money stressed them out. 65% said work did. Family responsibilities came in third at 54%, followed by personal health issues with 51%. All right, so what does that mean? It means life is stressful. I mean, I think back in the 1950s, back in the 1960s, back in the 1800s, I mean, I think child care and relationships and working in the factories or on the farm. But here's the thing. You know, we've all had stress. Unfortunately, in the olden days, people would drink. People might beat the dog. I mean, everybody handled stress in their own ways. All right. I think now we're more open about it, and I think we allow ourselves to kind of revel in the diagnosis and in the label of it. But I mean, come on, people. I mean, this is life. Yeah, I have this conversation with my kids all the time. You know, like, yeah, but school is hard. Or, you know, this teacher, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And the teacher's wrong. And I'm like, look, you are going to be dealing with wrong people your whole life. Okay, you are going to have bosses that'll say they gave you instructions on your assignment and you know, and he didn't give you instructions. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you teach your kids right from wrong. You teach your kids what's right. You teach your kids, you know, when it's their fault, when it's somebody else's fault, right? But my kids get confused because the older they get, they start to see the faults of other people. And they're like, but I'm getting in trouble for it. Right? You know, like my son, during conferences, conferences went well. I know, I was sitting there just going, oh my gosh, please let's get through it. And the teacher's like, you know, your son's doing really good. And I go, did you get the name right? This isn't Tommy. You know, this is, did you get the name right? He's like, no, I'm actually looking. I go, really? Wait, let me look at this. There's got to be a mistake here. Okay, are you sure you don't have, like, an identity theft issue yet going on? No, it really is your son. But one such issue is my son got a failing grade on a homework assignment, and the teacher had said, the instruction said to not do this, and you specifically did that. So you failed. And my son's like, I swear to God, I didn't know where the directions were. The directions were not on the sheet. Where the heck were the directions? Was, you know, and by the way, now school is very confusing because it's all computers. So when I tell my kids, bring me your textbook, they don't have a textbook anymore. You have to flip through a computer. I can't stand doing my kids' homework. Computers make me grumpy. I can't stand it because you have to flip. You can't have two or three textbooks. I understand you've got two or three windows going on and an iPad. To me, that's frustrating. No. So, I don't know. It's, you know, but anyway, you know, I told him, I go, look, you know, he's like, but this is wrong. You know, and you're right. It is wrong. Okay. You shouldn't stand for it. You should correct it, but don't let it ruin your day because you're going to be dealing with this your whole life. You're going to be dealing with people who are wrong. You know, I told patients, look, go get your mammogram. No, you never told me to get a mammogram. I go, what the heck are you talking about? Here's the copy of the referral. Here's this. What, you know, and I'm like, you're lying to me. You are lying straight to my face. Oh, when patients call and they tell my staff, Dahlia said you would just give me my Percocet and call it in. And I'm like, no, I never said that. Ooh, it makes me mad when people lie. But, you know, don't let it ruin your day. All right? Say, stop it. Nice try. Quit lying to my staff. You know, we don't call in Percocet. Sorry. You know the rules. You know what you need to do. You need to either come in and be seen or you need to get it from your pain doctor. And so, you know, unfortunately, discrimination was also up on the list for stressors. They say 61% of adults said they dealt with some kind of discrimination on a daily basis. Discrimination ranged from being treated unfairly to being threatened or harassed. In terms of race, black adults were the most likely to report experiencing some kind of discrimination. So, guys, we need to get our acts together. Okay? We cannot be a stressed out society. We can't all be on Xanax and Valium and antidepressants and anti-anxiolytics. We can't be doing that. Okay? And, you know, later we're all going to be on marijuana. Because we're so stressed. Okay, let's show these other countries that we can handle things. And guys, quit harassing your coworkers. Quit discriminating. I give everybody a helping hand. And can we get through this without looking like, you know, we're ninnies? 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey Purification Elements. That's That's because they're interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking down in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got a grumpy listener. I always kind of love getting emails from the people who say, Dahlia, I love your show. Everything's awesome. But, you know, getting a email from somebody grumpy, very, very important, and I like to read them all. All right, so this is Michael. He writes, I apologize in advance for ranting, but you doctors are a complete fraud. No one on my provider list would give me Truvada when I asked for it. Why not? I want to prevent getting HIV. Are they idiots? Finally, I chose to follow my heart and consider transgender surgery. And no one does that in my city. Are you kidding me? What do you doctors do? Pander to the pharmaceutical companies? He writes, where do we go for help? It's the help doctors want to give. Okay, so I think what he's saying here is when he asks for something, he can't get it. And the help that doctors are giving is only the help that doctors want to give or can. Okay, we need to talk about this. This is a good subject, and I don't mind any rants. Please, bring them on. There was an article that came out, and I'm going to get back to what Michael said in a second. But there was an article that came out in Fox News saying many hormone doctors feel, quote-unquote, uncomfortable with transgender patients. Says people who are transgender are having difficulty finding endocrinologists who feel comfortable and competent in providing needed care. They are usually the key healthcare providers for people who are transgender because they specialize in the endocrine system. And so they prescribe sex hormones like testosterone and estrogen. And so if a transgender wants to develop the physical characteristics tied to their identity, usually the endocrinologist would be the first doctor I would think of to refer somebody to. Now, going just temporarily back to what Michael was saying, okay, I don't know who in my neck of the woods does transgender surgery. Okay, this is kind of new. All right, this has been done for a while, but not to the degree that people are getting it now, because now there's a lot more options for you to have your insurance help cover it. So I never trained in that in medical school. I don't even remember if there was a track that allowed me to. I mean, I was so busy learning OB and gynecology and internal medicine and neurology and pediatrics that I suppose I could have taken a month elective in learning how to do transgender hormone therapies, etc. But there was just so little time and there was so much I had to learn for, you know, what I wanted to do with family medicine that I have to admit I never got trained. So when somebody asks me, right, you know, where do I go, you know, for transgender surgery, I have to, you know, look it up or I have to ask around. And I'm finding out now there are more and more people in my neck of the woods that does this type of surgery. But I'm not saying this in, you know, for anybody's defense, but Michael, I mean, we're not trained in that. That's not an automatic requirement in medical school. So, you know, having difficulty finding somebody who does transgender surgery, I don't blame you for being upset. That's frustrating. But it's just, I mean, I would be the worst doctor in the world to advertise you come to me and I don't know jack diddly squat about it. Okay? And it's not simple as just taking a course. You know, I mean, you know, you need years of training and experience to do this right. So, now the Truvada thing you brought up, okay, you said you couldn't find a doctor or a doctor wouldn't prescribe it for you. Okay, if a doctor isn't familiar with the medication, okay, remember, there's not a lot we doctors have the ability to do, okay? We don't have a lot of freedoms, okay? You know, we work for free most of the time. We have to take whatever the insurance companies get, you know, but if we don't know a medicine, okay, we are told to not prescribe it. Okay, we are not told to pretend that we know what we're doing with the medication. So when Truvada first came out, many doctors didn't know what that was, or let alone what you're supposed to do. So what I did is when I learned it was one of my listeners, Freddie, who frequent listener of my show, said, Dahlia, look this up. This is good, because he had heard about it. And so I called one of the doctors that does HIV medicine in my city, Dr. Gonzalez, and I said, look, I want to start prescribing this, but I don't know anything about it. And so he told me where to go to learn. He told me that, you know, you need to check the liver enzymes very religiously. You need to check the HIV religiously. You need to check the hepatitis religiously. Have everybody come in every 3 months for blood work on the dot. Okay? So it's a very high maintenance drug. All right. Now, what about the patient population? All right. So I've had patients who refuse to come in every 3 months. I'm like, look, that's what I was told we need to do. I'm not supposed to give it to you. No. I could get refills from it from another doctor. You need to just give me refills. I go, no, look at the Truvada website. It says we got to watch your blood levels. Well, I'm not coming in. Well, then if you're not coming in, I don't think I can prescribe it. So I had some patients where I couldn't give them the medicine because they weren't going to follow the rules. So if, you know, one, I guess, thought that comes to my mind is either, or two thoughts is one is the doctor just doesn't know the medicine and they're not comfortable with it, or B, they don't think you are going to follow through religiously with the medication. You know, another thing I don't prescribe, which may seem shocking to you guys, is insulin. I don't write any insulin prescriptions. I know how to manage diabetes, and I know what I'm doing with insulin, but I had to stop writing it because my patients were not compliant. I was getting called in the middle of the night, 2 in the morning, "Doctor, I know I should have come in and seen you, but I'm out of my insulin, and my sugar's 400. I'm like, "You haven't seen me in a year or two. What the heck?" And these 2 in the morning calls from people who weren't following up religiously with their insulin made me decide, look, you need somebody managing your diabetes and being on you like a drill sergeant. And if I'm not, you know, if you're not fearful enough of me to come in, I'm just going to transfer you to a doctor who you are going to have to listen to. So I transfer many of them to an endocrinologist to manage your insulin. But it just, it was too risky to have people not take their medicine, not come in. You know, I mean, I'm open 6 days a week, really, and they aren't coming in. So, you know, a compliance issue is, you know. Now, Michael, you go into insulting us about pandering to the pharmaceutical companies, and we only want to give the help that we want to give, and we're frauds and all that. Look, I understand you're mad, okay? And I hope you felt better ranting, okay? But look, you know, we doctors, we're only going to be around for a very short period of time until many of us say, to heck with this. We don't need this anymore. All right? I mean, we are being exposed day after day after day to pneumonia, to the flu, to harassment, to abuse all the time. All right? And every doctor I know has told me in one way or another that they don't know how much longer they could do this. So, maybe a lot of you guys will get your wishes and we'll all just go away. And hopefully you'll have plenty of nurse practitioners and physician assistants to go to. But there's only so much abuse doctors can take. All right? And maybe there are some idiot doctors out there that are pandering to the pharmaceutical companies. But most of us doctors that are your primary care family physician, internist out there in the trenches working with your, you know, health, we're trying to do the best we can in this new Obamacare environment with your crappy insurances, with the poor pay, and we're seeing you guys for free a lot of the times. And we're doing all this with every single patient being a potential plaintiff in a lawsuit against us. What do you expect us to do? The only tool we doctors have, our only saving grace, is telling a patient, "No, I'm not going to do it. I don't go there. You aren't going to take your insulin properly. I got to get you to a doctor. Don't spend any money here. Don't come here. Go to a doctor that you can see at 2 in the morning and can call in the middle of the night." There's only so much doctors can take. All right? We're not your mommies. Health is a two-way street. You need to do your part. We need to do ours. And true, Michael's right. There is, if he's insinuating, there is a dearth of doctors very well trained in transgender medicine and possibly HIV medicine when it comes to Truvada. That needs to change. But berating doctors and going on a rant isn't the problem. I think something that would be very much more constructive is writing the medical school saying, look, okay, you know, we need to train more doctors into learning how to do this. And another thing you could do is go to your insurance company and ask for help. Call your insurance company and go, who prescribes this medicine? A lot of my patients now can't find pain doctors. We've talked about this. We'll give them pain medicines because many of the pain doctors, they just want to do injections. It's more lucrative, and now they don't get in trouble for writing chronic pain medicines. I go, then you go to your insurance company and ask them to find you a doctor that will do it. They're your advocate because you're paying them. You hired them. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so ultra-processed foods seems to be a huge chunk of our American diet. Not just processed, ultra processed. They say more than half of the calories consumed in the United States comes from ultra-processed food, which contributes to serious health complications like obesity, heart disease, etc. So ultra-processed foods are products that have several manufactured ingredients that are not generally used when we decide to cook from scratch. So when you look at the artificial and natural flavors, the colors, the sweeteners, the preservatives, other additives, this is what gives fast food and restaurant food the taste, texture, qualities, and unfortunately, our food is being processed differently. You know, we went to Applebee's the other day. My son had a game, and the game ended at like, I don't know, 7:30. Okay, so obviously, I'm not going home to cook. So we decided to go to Applebee's, right? And we hadn't been there in a while, and it was really yummy. And my son, because he's trying to cut carbs, ordered a steak and broccoli. Okay, and he ate about half the steak, and then he was done and he was finished. So I decided to take the steak and take it home and then use it for breakfast. I'm like really big on leftovers because I don't like to waste money and waste food. That was so good. That steak tasted so damn good. It was delicious. Maybe it's because I was hungry that day, but I had no idea. I have never had an Applebee's steak. It was like one of their sirloins. It was so delicious. So well done. Very good Applebee's. However, my husband makes steaks all the time, and no offense to him, they don't taste like that. I mean, they're good, but, I mean, this Applebee's steak or even an Outback steak, wow. So what the heck is going on? Okay, it's supposed to be just raw meat, right? Seasoned, and, well, maybe not. Okay, I think a lot of meat we're eating this process. I'm not accusing, you know, Applebee's of whatever, but, man, food sometimes tastes so much better when it's done Outback style or Applebee's style. Well, this is why. So, they say here, different from processed culinary ingredients like salt, table sugar, vegetable oils, and butter from processed foods, they say ultra-processed foods are, they say are manufactured and marketed to replace foods, drinks, dishes, and meals. So some examples of ultra-processed foods included mass are like soft drinks, sweet snacks, packaged baked goods, chicken nuggets or fish nuggets, reconstituted meat products, instant noodles, and soups. Yeah, I mean, we have Top Ramen for whenever we're sick. All right, you know, whenever we have, you know, diarrhea or vomiting or whatever, I always like to have some Top Ramen in the house. I always like to have some Coca-Cola in the house also, you know, just in case we're nauseous. And sometimes I'll catch the kids going, I'll just have Top Ramen for dinner. No, Top Ramen is not a healthy dinner, okay? It's not a meal substitute. You know, why not, Mom? I mean, we have it when we're sick, so if we have it when we're sick, then, well, no, you don't understand. So I think a lot of us, I mean, my college days, that 10-cent, you know, Top Ramen, right, 10 cents a Top Ramen, I mean, that's what I, you know, lived on. That was my, you know, I could, you know, feed myself for under 50 cents a meal. Doesn't mean it was healthy. So it kind of makes sense. So they say the foods are worrisome because they're high in sugar, saturated fat, sodium, obviously cause heart disease, obesity, high blood pressure, and also can increase your risk of certain cancers. Remember we talked about how carbs could increase your risk of lung cancer? This isn't anything to joke about. Alisa Rumsey, a registered dietitian and spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, noted that ultra-processed foods tend to be low in fiber, antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. They provide a lot of calories with very few beneficial nutrients. And I know you guys don't want to listen to this. I could go on. I talk about this study. They looked at 9,000 children, and they look, you know. This is something that makes us cringe. These ultra-processed foods are almost 60% full, or they say 60% of the total calories consumed in our diet, 90% of the calorie intake from sugars. We cringe when we hear this stuff because we don't want to think that we're feeding our kids crap and we're feeding us crap. But somebody has to tell you, okay? Somebody has, and look, I see my kids' schedule, okay? They have school, they have practice, they have sports, they have clubs, Okay? I mean, you know, I'm working late. I work two jobs. All right? So, I mean, you know, who's going home? Who is cooking? Who's cooking? I mean, we do fast cook meals. Like, my husband will throw some steaks or some chicken, or I'll try to throw some salmon on the grill, you know, whip up a salad, you know, that kind of thing. But, I mean, feeding fast is now what our families need. I mean, you know, most people live in single family, single parent homes, or they live in two parent homes where both parents are working like crazy, or split shift. How are the kids eating? And pizza should only be a once in a blue moon treat. Well, pizza has all four food groups because you got, no, but it's processed. We aren't even talking about food groups anymore. You notice nobody really talks about the four food groups anymore. All right? I mean, they learn about it in school. Right now, we're talking about just stay away from all the crap that you're eating. So they say stock your pantry with fridge and freezer with staple foods that are quick and easy to make. All right? Like some chicken breasts that you could throw on the grill, some fruits and vegetables. I used to like fresh and easy. Now, I don't know if they all closed down or if just some of them closed down in my neck of the woods. But we have, you know, fresh and easy was just like that. You could run in super quick. There were foods ready made that supposedly were not supposed to be processed. You could grab vegetables, like a little vegetable tray, grab some fruit packs, some cheese, you know, packs, just ready to go and ready to eat. And I thought that was a brilliant marketing, scheme. Unfortunately, you know, some stores closed. I don't know how many are still open, but you know, I was in my neck of the woods. I don't think I there's any more of them nearby, but it was, you know, something that really catered to the busy mom. So anyway, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. While we're talking about foods, okay? All right. Cause I know you guys are still cringing. We've got to talk about broccoli. I don't know. Broccoli will help lower your risk of liver cancer. If you eat broccoli 3 to 5 times a week, it could protect against liver cancer and lower breast, prostate, and colon cancer too. Eat it fresh or steamed, they say, because that's going to allow you to have the sulforaphane, which is supposedly cancer fighting. So broccoli. I think also broccoli is supposed to help with arthritis. They say broccoli helps counter the development of fatty liver or non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, where we eat like crap or we drink alcohol and then we start to get fatty deposits around the liver and then the liver doesn't function well. Unfortunately, this could also lead to hepatocellular carcinoma, which is a liver cancer that unfortunately has a high mortality rate because it obviously has an easy place to spread. So they looked at broccoli and they found that, you know, if you eat broccoli like 5 times a week, they say it has compounds that impede the accumulation of fat in the liver and protect against non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in mice. And then when they fed broccoli to the mice that had a liver cancer causing carcinogen, they found that the mice that were eating the broccoli did better. So the study shows mice on the westernized diet, both the number of cancer nodules and the size of cancer nodules increased in the liver, but when broccoli was added, the number of nodules decreased. So I know broccoli. I don't know how there's a picture of the liver. It looked like chocolate. Oh, it's a picture of the liver. Huh. Have you ever eaten liver? See, my mom used to feed us chopped chicken liver. It was the most disgusting. I know a lot of you guys like it. I know. I was like, really? This is so great. It's like a pate, I guess. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, don't eat liver. All right, 1-877-DOCDOLLY. We'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this headline caught my eye. Is mucus to blame for cancer spreading? They say mucus protects cancer cells from drugs designed to kill them. This is being reported by Daily Mail because the mucus will shield the disease, you know, with its real thick, sticky coating, and then allowing the cancer to grow and multiply, and the chemo dose can't get to it. So, they say scientists have discovered this, and they identified a gene that plays a role in mucus production in cancer. This discovery raises hopes of new drugs to help raise chemotherapy, to make chemotherapy more effective. I know some of you guys are like, well, just pop a Benadryl, you know, and redone, it's not that easy. Researchers focus their efforts on pancreatic cancer. 49,000 people in the U.S. are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer each year, and it's one of the deadliest forms of cancer, with a 5-year survival rate less than 7%. And the survival rate is largely due to the cancer's resistance to chemotherapy drugs. Now, the disease is very, very highly aggressive, and it unfortunately doesn't get diagnosed early. It gets diagnosed when you're having pain and weight loss, etc. So GCNT3 is the gene, and it plays a key role in the body's biosynthesis of mucins. And mucins is the principal component of mucus. Right. Study co-author Dr. C.V. Rao of the Stevenson Cancer Center said the mucins appear to somehow shield the cancer cells, making them resistant to chemotherapy. It's minimally expressed in a normal pancreas, but the study found that the gene is significantly overexpressed during the development of pancreatic cancer. So this overexpression correlates to excessive mucin production and then rapid tumor growth and unfortunately reduced patient survival. So, many mucins are involved in the process, and the scientists found that GCNT3 was involved in many of them. So if you could target the specific gene, shut it down so it stops making mucins, then you don't have the protective barrier of the cancer, and then you can get the chemotherapy drug and just nail it. The scientists tested a molecule called tanaflumate. Not Tamiflu, tanaflumate? I can't read this. Either tanaflumate or talniflumate. And it's been used to protect mucus production in cystic fibrosis, asthma, and other diseases. So they checked it, they looked at its effect on the gene target, and they found that it does effectively bind to this gene. So if they could use that, then they could hopefully be able, because, you know, you have chemotherapy agents, and they're some of the best things we could do to fight cancer. And many patients, they aren't able to, succeed with their therapy. And so doctors are like, well, gosh, man, it's either a resistant cancer or maybe the chemotherapy isn't working. Sometimes what you need to do is you need to have a decoy in place, or you need to have, you know, like remember in Star Wars, you couldn't fight until you brought the shield down. And then once the shield was down, you could go in and make your kill. That's kind of what we're doing here. So scientists are suggesting drugs that target this GCNT3 to be used in combination with chemotherapy so it can prevent the mucus from shielding the cancer cells so they could go in and go gotcha. So that's pretty, pretty cool stuff. Now, not so cool is 1 in 3 of us are on the brink of diabetes, and 90% of us have absolutely no idea. So, yeah, all right, a third of us are pre-diabetic right now. Pre-diabetic, okay? And we don't get checked, or if we do get checked, we just don't, we just don't realize the danger. So prediabetes is where our blood sugar is starting to go high, not high enough to be diagnosed with diabetes, but we're starting to look at the picture. And I have a much lower threshold for diagnosing prediabetes. If your triglycerides, the fats in your blood are high, your sugar's a little high, your glycohemoglobin is getting, you know, close to 6 when it should be under 5.6, your family history of diabetes, you're overweight, I'm going to call you pre-diabetic. I'm not even going to mess around. So, 1 in 3 adults now are thought to be suffering from pre-diabetes. Fewer than 25% of the patients who meet the criteria are even treated. Okay, so how would you treat a pre-diabetic? Okay, well, you treat them as if you would be a full-blown diabetic. Start with the diet. All right? You know, you need to, you know, watch your carbs. You need to have less sugar go into your system. And sugar is in the form of alcohol. It's in the form of sweets. It's in the form of soda pop. It's in the form of breads and rices and starches, that kind of thing. So you got to cut back on that. And also cut back on your red meat consumption. And then it also have you exercise more. Exercise kind of helps the insulin work better. It decreases insulin resistance, helps lower fat. So I'd have you exercise. But a big thing I have you do is to cut your, not have one or two big meals a day. Many of us are too busy to eat, so we skip breakfast, and then when we do eat, it's a big, huge, rip-roaring meal. Stop that. You need to eat little bits throughout the day. It's easier on your pancreas. It's easier on your body to deal with the blood sugar. They say 30% of patients with prediabetes will develop regular diabetes within 5 years. You know, it's interesting. I had a patient the other day. Hadn't seen him in a couple of years. He was prediabetic. And so, you know, I told him, look, you got to get your act together. This was a couple of years ago. I remember the wife was there, and we were yelling at him, and it was all fun. I hadn't seen him in a while. All of a sudden, he comes in, 40-pound weight loss in a couple months, very, very thirsty, feeling horrible. I go, dude, I bet you're full-blown diabetes. And a young kid in his 20s, young. All right, so what several factors could put you at risk for being diabetic? Obviously, age, the older you are, more than 45 years old, your risk is going up. Being overweight or obese, family history of diabetes, being African-American, Hispanic, American Indian, Asian American, or Pacific Islander, history of gestational diabetes, diabetes in pregnancy, having given birth to a baby who weighed more than 9 pounds, and if you work out less than 3 times a week. Okay, so you see, a couple of these things you can control. Okay, you can't control your age. Okay, you can't control your parents, your descent. But you can control exercise. You can control your weight, being obese, etc. So what are symptoms of prediabetes? Well, to me, if you have symptoms, you're diabetic. So if you start to urinate frequently, if you're always thirsty or hungry, if you're fatigued, if you're having blurry vision, if you have cuts or bruises that take forever to heal, if you're getting tingling or numbness in hands or feet, to me, any of those mean you're diabetic. Okay, let's just call it what it is. So what I recommend is you get a fasting blood sugar, and then you get a hemoglobin A1C. And the hemoglobin A1C takes a look at how sugary your blood has been over the past few months. Your red blood cells live about 120 days, so your glycohemoglobin is pretty accurate if you're taking it every 3-4 months. Start eating healthy fruits and vegetables, especially fiber, whole grains. Make sure you're exercising 30 minutes 5 days a week. The American Diabetes Association also recommends resistant training like weightlifting. Try to lose 7% of your body weight. They say if you weigh 200 pounds. And then some people will start metformin, which is an oral diabetes drug, metformin. All right? So hope this helps, and you guys got to get right on it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Not so good news. Remember we had the first uterus transplant, a woman who had a first transplanted uterus? Unfortunately, the implanted organ had to be removed for an unfortunate sudden complication. From what we understand, she's okay, but it didn't take. So the patient is a 26-year-old woman identified as quote-unquote Lindsay. Along with her husband Blake, she has adopted 3 children but always wanted to give birth to her own child. When she was 16, she was told she could never have children. So she prayed to the Lord that would allow her the opportunity to experience pregnancy. So they were able to get a donated uterus implanted and see if it would take. And unfortunately, it didn't. So she had complications and she had to lose it. The surgery had taken place back on February 24th. And the uterus came from a woman who was in her 30s who died suddenly. So it was a very similar in age type of transplant. And so they're still trying to work on this. They have 10 more women that they are going to do this on. And, you know, not all transplants are successful. So, you know, I hope it works out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.